previously on Ballyglisain.
I want to work with people in this wonderful community and use leveraged funding to build a brand new state-of-the-art health centre. A health centre for everyone in Ballyglisain.
She is a crook and she'd rob everyone blind in Ballyglisain.
I just went back to bed, sat there for ages. Couldn't make myself stand up, you know, face the day. So I got back in, went back to sleep. One of those days, we all get them.
Episode 3.
So you're looking for office space, is that right?
Yes, that's it. The crux of the matter is that I need space. Space to thrive, space to work. Not just the important work that I'm undertaking here in Ballyglisain, the new health centre that I'm going to provide for everyone, but also a space for my creative endeavours. Did I mention that I'm a poet?
No.
Yes, I'm a published poet of some renown. Not that I like to talk about it. The Sydney Morning Herald said that I was the voice of my generation. Can you imagine? How flattering. Not that I listen to such things personally, but still it was nice to hear. The voice of my generation.
Right.
So, yes, I need space. Office space. Primarily in connection with paperwork for the upcoming health centre. And Sarah said you were the best woman to speak to. She speaks very highly of you and assured me that you would not let me down.
Sarah?
Oh, Miss McGowan.
Ah, yes. Sarah McGowan.
Lovely woman.
Miss McGowan? Oh, I mean, yes. Miss McGowan. Yes, she is. Lovely woman indeed.
And of course, since my funds are temporarily tied up, I'm not in a position to pay rent for an office at this particular time, regrettably. Later on, of course, things will be different. Once things get moving properly on the health centre and my own funds are unlocked, you understand?
Yes, I think so.
Once things get moving, once ground has been broken, as they say, I shall be in a position to reimburse you for your office fully.
Oh, don't worry about that. It certainly sounds like a worthwhile project. And my policy is always to work with the community whenever possible and in any way possible. This venture of yours, without any doubt, certainly qualifies as something for the benefit of our little community here in Ballyglisain. I would be more than happy to help. I would be more than happy to provide you with space to work. However, I may not be able to do so.
Oh.
Well, I'm not sure what I can do at the moment. There are a couple of small offices at the back of the building, but the electrics in both of them can be a bit unreliable. I've actually been meaning to do something about the two rooms. Get an electrician in.
Oh, right. I love the sound of your voice.
Sorry?
Your voice. Your accent. It's so regional. I love it. I would like to organise a reading, if I may. In fact, I could offer some of my books for sale in your shop. And now that I've heard your voice, I would be honoured, deeply honoured, if you would do a reading of one of my poems.
You want me to read one of your poems?
Yes. I would love to do a reading. No, nothing too elaborate, you understand. Maybe an hour or two some morning. Just a brief selection from my acclaimed published works, followed by a short Q&A. I really think people would enjoy it. And as the icing on the cake, I think it would be glorious if you read one of my pieces aloud, using your voice, using that delectable accent of yours.
Okay, I'm not sure what to say.
Oh, please, say yes. Or, at the very least, please consider it. It would mean the world to me.
All right, I'll consider it. Thank you for asking.
I love Donegal. It's such a contrast to where I was. And I don't just mean the weather. Although, having said that, you can just imagine how hot it is in the Gibson Desert right now. Especially at this time of year. That's where I was, only 6 weeks ago. The Gibson Desert in Western Australia. I spent 2 years living in a little township near the Golden Soak gold mine. you heard of it?
The Golden Soak Gold Mine in Western Australia? No, I can't say I've heard of it.
Lovely place. Hot. Of course, it is a desert after all.
Of course. Deserts do tend to be hot.
And Ray Barrett, the owner of the gold mine, became a very good friend of mine. Lovely, lovely man from England. Of course, he did have his own troubles, poor man.
Right, well,
and then there was the gold mine itself. It was dead. Dead. And the township was in a drought. So tough for everyone.
Yes, yes, I can imagine. Well,
and then, guess what happened?
I really have no idea.
They found water. And that was the end of the drought. Businesses started to arrive. And with joint venture funding, I was able to establish the one thing they needed most in that township, a health centre. And that's exactly what you need in Ballyglisane.
Very true. We are cut off out here. If anything was to happen to anyone, they would have to travel for miles to get medical attention.
Well, the health centre will change that, Angela. There's no way of knowing how many lives it will ultimately save. Of course, first I have to find a place to work on it. Well, thank you for your valuable time this morning. Sorry to bother you with all this.
No, wait. I'll work something out. Those offices I told you about, you can have one of them. I'll get an electrician in today. There's a very good fellow. He lives right here in Ballyglisane. A good friend of mine. We'll get it sorted for you.
Oh, well, I don't know what to say. Saying thank you just doesn't seem like enough.
You're very welcome. It's only a little thing in the grand scheme of things, compared to what you're willing to do for our little town.
I know. I will write a poem about you.
Oh,
yes, I feel it. I feel it. The inspiration, it's coming.
Really? Well,
yes. Well, that's how it happens. Sometimes I feel inspired first thing in the morning, and I awaken with a poem fully formed. It's glorious.
Is it?
I feel that I am nothing but an instrument of creativity. And it's happening now. Right now.
Gosh.
The woman behind the desk.
Is there more?
I'm just now realising that it's very difficult to find a word that rhymes with desk. Imagine that. Curious, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose it is. I've never thought about it. But yes, you are quite right. There are not too many words that rhyme with desk. Well,
Give me a moment. I'm sure I'll think of something.
Actually, I might bring our little meeting to a close, if you don't mind. I'm feeling a slight headache coming on, so I might just go for a walk in the fresh air.
Oh, well, that sounds fantastic. May I join you?
Oh, well, of course. Yes, why not?
I might write a poem about that instead. There are no desks out there.
So true.
And I love the outdoor weather in Donegal. So tranquil.
Yes, the outdoor weather is tranquil in Donegal. But it might not be that way for too long. Donal Kavanagh was saying this morning that there's a big storm coming next week. A very big storm.
Was he? Was he indeed?
So, Ronan tells me you're interested in a job with us.
Oh, most definitely. I just moved back to Donegal, you see. And I fully intend to stay around. Stay around Ballyglisane, I mean.
That's good to hear. And we are looking for someone right now. Last week, I had to let someone go.
Well, timing is everything, as they say. Their misfortune could be my good luck.
It certainly could. Have you any experience at all with supermarket work?
Oh, definitely. Down through the years, I've worked all over the country. In my time. I've worked in bars, I've worked in farms, shop work. You name it, I've done it. I've always been a hard worker too. Just get the job done and no complaints. That's my attitude. And there was a supermarket or two in there. I worked in Kerrigan's in Clonmel for a spell. If you know it. Maybe 18 months. Now, I hope you're not looking for references. That time I'm talking about could be, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago. Easily. God knows if they even remember me.
No, I don't think that'll be necessary. I really just asked the question to be sure that you know what you're getting into.
Mm.
Dealing with customers, stacking shelves, cleaning, moving stock. And it would be mornings and afternoons if that suited you.
Oh, that's grand for me. I'm an early riser. Always was and always will be. And I don't mind working evenings either, if you needed that. I suppose I'm a bit like Ronan in that regard. He loves working nights, doesn't he?
He does.
Oh, he's a character, our Ronan. We're not that much alike, really. He was always the quiet one. I don't think anyone ever described me as being quiet.
Well, there's no harm in that.
And Ronan was always the favourite in our house growing up. My mother doted on him. Ronan could do no wrong.
Well, he's indispensable around here. He really is. He's very conscientious.
Aye, that's Ronan right. That's him, yeah.
Tell me, when could you start? I'm more than happy to offer you the job. And really, with Christmas coming, we'd be delighted if you could start right away.
I can. That's no problem. I can start tomorrow morning if you want.
Can I get your number? I'll let you know in an hour or two exactly what we need, if that's all right.
Of course. There's no problem. You're very organised. Tell me, are you Peter McRae's daughter?
I am.
And how is he? If you don't mind me asking, I knew him and Jimmy years ago. Great mates they were. Great mates. And all very tragic. I couldn't believe when I heard the news. Jimmy dead. And all. And the way he died. Very sad.
It was.
And with Peter being responsible. Very tough. Very tough. Having someone's death on your conscience. I couldn't imagine carrying that weight around. I've been thinking about him, you know. Doing his time. Doing his penance. Not easy. And I'm sure it can't be easy for you.
There's one more question I have for you. Safety courses. What sort of training have you had with regard to manual handling, safety in the workplace, that kind of thing?
In recent years?
Well, look, it's nothing to worry about, but we will have to deal with it. If you're going to be working here long term, which I hope you are, it's something we can sort out for you. We have training days every now and then. In fact, we're due to have a training day for staff early in the new year.
Well, if that's good enough for you, it's good enough for me.
So, it's snooping you are.
No, Miss McGowan, I'm not snooping. I'm just here asking a few questions.
Sounds like snooping to me. You do well to mind your own business, young lady. I mind my own business. I'm known for it. You, on the other hand, are known for something completely different.
I knew it was a mistake coming here. Look, Miss McGowan, I've called to your house this afternoon to ask for your help. Your help, nothing else. I'm not prying. I'm not snooping. Yes, I have questions. Questions about this woman, your tenant. I was at the meeting last Tuesday night.
Oh, I saw you there. Head stuck in your phone.
And I have questions about this woman and her plan.
Well, you have a good loud voice, haven't you? You're certainly old enough and bold enough to go up to this woman yourself and ask any question you may have.
That's true. And I do want to speak to the woman herself, directly. I hear she's in the supermarket tomorrow morning reading some of her poems.
Wonderful.
But I also wanted to speak to you first.
Me? And what would I know about it? I don't know anything about your plans. I know as much as anyone else in Ballyglassane. I know as much as you do, because I heard what she said at the meeting last Tuesday night. I don't know any more than that. But I do know that she has the best of intentions. That much is clear. That woman has a good heart. She might be a bit too chatty, but then, Grainne McGinley, I know a few people who are a bit too chatty for their own good.
Yes, I understand that you are not privy to her plans for the health centre. Of course I know that. But she is your tenant, Miss McGowan. She is living here in your house. I mean, she's been living here for over a week now, right? So it stands to reason that you know a bit about her.
And what if I do? What's that to you?
I just wanted to know what you thought of her and your opinion.
I've told you, she has the best of intentions. She clearly has a good heart. What more do you need to know?
Do you really think she's sincere about building a health centre here? You really think she's capable of that? I mean, the amount of money involved.
She says her father has money. Lots of it. She comes from a wealthy background. So she says.
And do you believe her?
I do. Why wouldn't I?
She also says she has to collect a lot of money from businesses here in town, from people in town, and from people out in the country. Doesn't that make you suspicious?
No. I don't know anything about business or raising funds. Nor do I pretend to, unlike some people.
Well, I do know about business. This is actually something I know about.
Oh, is it now?
Yes.
Or are you just looking for attention again? Like with your alternative lifestyle?
My alternative lifestyle? Are you referring to the fact that my partner is a woman?
Well, we had none of that nonsense when I was your age. We didn't go around trying to stand out from the crowd. It's your mother I'm thinking about.
I am thinking about my mother. That's why I'm here today. My worry, and it's a genuine worry that has nothing to do with seeking attention, is that the woman who is telling us all she's going to build a health centre on the outskirts of our small town is lying. What's to stop her collecting money from people and then disappearing? Answer me that, Miss McGowan, seeing as you are the authority on everything.
Well, I didn't offer a guarantee, did I? I guarantee nothing. How do I know what she's up to? She could be a crook for all I know.
Can I see her room?
No, you certainly cannot see her room. It's private. Anyway, there's nothing in there. She only has one suitcase with her.
Just one?
Yes. Apparently all her things were sent back to the family estate in England by mistake. So it's just one suitcase, a box of books and a few notebooks.
Notebooks?
Yes. There's six of them on her bedside table. And a penknife, that's all I know.
A knife?
Oh, calm down, Columbo. It's not exactly a machete. It's a small penknife with a purple handle. Sometimes it's there, sometimes she carries it with her.
What's in the notebooks? I mean, what kind of notebooks are they?
I don't know. One of them fell open when I was cleaning. It was just a list of names. Women's names. No addresses or phone numbers or anything. Just names. And another one had poetry in it. You know that drivel that she writes? Apparently it's very popular. And another is just numbers on every page. Money, I think. But I wasn't sure.
A list of names. Women's names. What is that about?
Oh, how should I know? Now, I have better things to do with my time than stand around here answering your idiotic questions, Vanya McGinley. If you're chatting to your mother, please give her my regards. Tell that woman she's in my prayers.
Oh, thank you, Miss McGowan.
The way I figure it, Daniel, they probably reached out to you first, for whatever reason.
Lucky me.
I know you've been doing well on social media, right?
Well, had been, yeah, a few months back, before all this happened.
I hate social media. It's just women taking selfies and gossiping with each other. But that may have been the very thing that brought you to their attention. The way I figure it, and this is all guesswork, they probably deal in a lot of stolen merchandise. They got their hands on electrical wiring somewhere, and you were the first seal.
And nobody else, Joe?
Well, no. Again, this is just guesswork. But everything went wrong really fast.
The fires.
They probably saw straight away that they couldn't sell any more of the dodgy wiring, so they contacted nobody else. But every other electrician was going to be suspicious after what happened to you.
After what happened to me?
Yeah.
I just feel so stupid about the whole thing. Not just getting taken in, not just losing money, but the fact that it took me so long to see what was happening, to notice the pattern. Three fires had already happened before I made the connection, before I connected the dots, but by then it was too late. That was the Thursday of the last two fires. I started making phone calls that evening, but...
It was too late.
Yeah, Joe, it was already too late. And we've no hope of finding them, catching them.
I doubt it. As your solicitor, I've been in touch with the guards every week. Every single week. But there's too little to go on.
Just a company name?
Yeah. DXM Enterprises. DXM. If it pops up again anywhere, we'll have something to go on.
But it won't.
I don't think it will, Daniel. I really don't. They'll just switch to a different name, whoever they are. Simple as that. We don't even have a last name for that woman that emailed you.
Maggie.
It's not enough. It's not enough to go on.
I know. I just thought I'd ask when I was here.
Oh, it's a long way to drive for nothing. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's not your fault, Joe. You've done your best. Anyway, that's not why I'm here today.
Oh.
About time I made a will. A proper one.
Ah, now that I can help with. That I can do. We can start now. I'll make a few notes.
Please. The main thing is the house. I want to leave it to Grania, my sister.
How is Grania? I haven't seen her in years.
Ah, she's great. Not a loss on her.
Galway, right?
Yeah, but she's thinking of moving back. That's why I'm doing this with the house. I want her to have the house if she moves back, you know.
Right. But that wouldn't be much good to her, will it? Not for a long, long while. Unless there's something you're not telling me, Dan.
Ah, no, nothing.
I'd say you've a good 40 or 50 years left in you yet.
Aye, hopefully. But you never know. I just want to make it official. Leave her the house just in case.
Ah, fair enough.
And what else? Well, the business stuff goes to Claire.
The van, the equipment.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Did you get the job?
I did, aye. It was easy. Slim pickings in Ballyglasin, I imagine. They can't afford to be too fussy.
Did you meet Angela?
Nah. Peter McRae's daughter. Seems like a nice girl. Only asked a few questions. Said someone got the boot.
Yes, Larkin. You fired him last week. He was being late a lot.
Right. She calls the shots over there, does she? Wonder what, so... Maybe not as nice as she seems.
Ah, Anna is fair as long as you don't mess her about.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. But you won't be up to any of your usual tricks, will you?
You don't know anything about my usual tricks, Ronan.
I know enough. I know about that thing with the phones. Catherine Stewart told me.
Catherine Stewart should mind her own business, and so should you, Ronan.
I'm just saying, Terry. Don't bring any trouble here.
I won't bring trouble here. I don't bring trouble anywhere. I'll be a good boy. I promise. Cross my heart and hope today. Happy now?
I just don't want things to get all messed up around here.
Of course you don't. It's great for you here. You have everything your own way. As usual. You play with your toys. You go to work with those nice people. And you never worry about anyone else. Just yourself. Isn't that right, Ronan?
I don't know.
Of course you don't. Are you happy, Ronan? Like, are you, you know, happy in yourself?
I am.
But you don't do anything. You're not living a life, Ronan. Don't you ever want someone in your life? Don't you ever want to get a grip of a good big woman, hold her tight in a cold winter's night? Do you ever want what a normal man wants?
No. I don't think of those things. I used to, when I was younger. I used to think I'd, you know, get married when I grew up. But, well, that never happened. And I suppose I now know that life just wasn't for me. It was never meant to be. I was never meant to have that kind of life. Just didn't know it at the time. But I know it now.
Do you? That's sad, Ron. I feel for you. I really do. That's why you never go up to the pub.
I suppose. but I don't like it in there. I've nothing to say to anyone. Nothing that anyone in there would want to hear. It's just not for me.
Right. Not for you. Well, going to the pub might not be for me much longer either. Having to get up in the morning and work early. Might as well go for a few pints now this evening when I still can. For all I know, I might be working in the supermarket tomorrow night.
Oh, I don't think any of us is working tomorrow night. That big storm is coming, don't forget. Red warning. I think we're closing early.
Ha ha! All the more reason to go and get drunk tonight. Give me some money, will you?
How much do you need?
Just 50 euros. I'm still waiting on a man to pay me what he owes me. He was supposed to get me that money last weekend, but now he's not answering my texts. Anyway, I'll be getting paid soon, won't I? I'll pay you back then, Ronan. Enjoy your evening at work.
I will.
Yeah, I bet you will at that.
Daniel, how are you doing?
Angela, how are you? Is everything all right?
Oh, it's grand, grand. Nothing wrong. I just thought I'd call over for a minute. I have a question about work.
Oh? All right, come on in. Sit down.
Thanks.
What's on your mind?
I don't mean to impose.
You could never impose, Angela. Anything I could do for you, I'm happy to do. Always.
Ah, you're very good, Daniel. I appreciate it. It's a small job. Something at work that I've been meaning to get to for a long time. Ugh, one of those things that just gets put on the long finger and left there, forgotten about.
Oh, I know what it's like.
I don't know if you remember, but there's two small rooms at the back of the supermarket. We don't use them. They're basically small offices, I suppose.
Yeah, I think I know the ones you mean.
Well, there's a problem with the power in them.
A problem?
Yeah, when the men came to put in those new security lights a few years back, they had to do some rewiring or something. Ugh. I don't know much about it, I wasn't there. But it left the room so that the power doesn't work sometimes. Oh, see, that's the thing. Sometimes there is power in there. It depends on whether the outside lights are powered up, I think.
Ah, right. Okay. I know the type of thing.
I had someone, a woman, in this morning, wants to use one of those little rooms as an office for her. She's very keen. Wants to get in there this week. So I want you to have a look at it, if you don't mind. I know you're probably busy, particularly in the run-up to Christmas.
Not as busy as you might think, Angela.
Oh?
Nope, not busy these days.
I see. Is everything all right, Daniel? I know some people have been giving you a hard time on the internet. It's none of my business.
You've seen that?
Oh, I've seen a small bit of it, and I've heard about it. I know you've been getting more than your fair share of abuse.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I deserve every bit of it.
Daniel, don't say that. You do not. Those fires were not your fault. Everyone knows that. Most people understand that. You were taken in, weren't you? Robbed. You lost money?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Angela. You probably read it in the paper. Stupidly, I thought I'd find a new supplier. I was sure I got myself a great deal. Huh. Very happy I was. But the wiring wasn't up to standard. None of it. I didn't know. All the certs that they sent me were forgeries. So stupid. I didn't know.
Yes. I read about that in the paper. I'm so sorry that happened to you, Daniel. You don't deserve that. You don't.
Don't feel bad for me, Angela. I'm grand. I will be grand. Just lucky nobody was hurt. Five fires in just over a week. Five families without a home for Christmas. Because of me.
Well, as you say, nobody was hurt. That's the main thing. Daniel, that's the main thing. No lives were lost. And none of the fires were big. I know there was damage, but nobody's house burned down. It can be fixed. It will be fixed. And it's not your fault. It's the fault of those crooks who sold you the materials you used.
I wish everybody thought that.
Oh, you can't go by social media. You can't go by those comments that people put up. It's only a few people, Daniel. A few people. People with bitterness in their hearts and time on their hands. People with nothing better to do than tear someone else down. Someone who has built up a business on their own. And so is it affecting your work?
Aye. I've had a few job cancellations. People see the comments, I suppose. It's understandable that they get nervous. They don't trust me anymore.
Well, I trust you. I trust you, Daniel. And I'd be very happy for you to do work for me.
Thanks, Angela. I do have something on this week, but I'll come to you next Monday, I promise. How's that?
That's great. I appreciate it. This woman who's supposed to be building a health centre for us. This woman who's supposed to be building a health centre for us. Have you heard of her? She's the one who wants to use one of the rooms.
Oh, right, her. I know the one you mean. Granny was telling me all about that. Can talk about nothing else. She's very excited about the whole thing.
Hmm. How is Grania? I heard she was up again. I'd love to see her. Is she here now?
No, she's out with Mam tonight. Mam and the dog. She'll be back later.
The famous dog.
The famous dog.
We haven't seen Grania around since the summer. She's really settled in Galway now, isn't she? That's her home now.
Aye, I thought so too. But she was saying the other night about maybe moving back. Her and Anna both.
Really? Well, that's great.
It'd be good for Mam to have someone living close by.
You're not thinking of moving away, are you?
No, not thinking of moving away.
Somehow I couldn't imagine you living in Galway.
No. Not that there's anything wrong with Galway. I've been down twice since the summer, visiting Grania.
Oh, Galway's lovely.
It is. She had to twist my arm to make me go, but I had a great time. We didn't go out that much, but it was fun when we did. I'm not normally one for taking breaks, but it was nice to get away.
Maybe that's what you need now, with everything that's going on. A break?
Maybe, Angela. Maybe.
What the hell is going on with you? I just spoke to Mairead.
Hello, Hannah. Come on in.
What the hell is going on, Liam Kelly? Seriously, what is going on in that turnip you use for a head?
Look, it's a long story. It's not what you think.
Not what I think. Mairead is in tears on the phone.
What? Why?
Why? Because you broke up with her.
I didn't. I didn't. I said I wanted to take some time apart. Just some space for a wee while. Till I get something sorted out.
She said it sounded pretty final to her. I'm gobsmacked. Where did this come from? Seriously.
No, it's not. It's not. I just have something going on.
Something going on?
Yes. Something that I need to sort out. And I need space to do that. I just need to be on my own for a while.
What's going on?
Look, I can't tell you.
This doesn't make any sense. You're crazy about Mairead. You were miserable till you two got back together. And the last 6 months, you've been in great form. You were back to your old self, Liam. Now you go and do something stupid like this.
Hannah, hold it right there. Stop talking to me like I'm a child. I am not a child. I know what I'm doing. I know what I have to do. You and me go back a long way. We've been best mates since we were kids. And I let you away with a lot, Hannah, because you're a great mate. Usually. But you have a habit of talking to me like I'm still 11 years old. And, yeah, fair enough. I do sometimes act like I'm still 11 years old. I make mistakes. I do stupid things, so I put in for it. The way you yell at me, I deserve it. Sometimes. But not all the time, and not this time.
Liam!
No, stop. You don't know what's going on. Not this time. And I'm not telling you. I can't tell you everything. And I can't drag you into everything. I just can't. Some things you just have to sort out on your own. I am not a child. I'm an adult. I've grown up a lot in the last year. The mistakes I made in the past, I've let them in the past. I know what I'm doing. Now. I've started bringing in some money for the art that I do. I've got myself a part-time job. I'm looking at doing an online course.
You got back with Mairead?
Yes, I got back with Mairead. And I'm not finishing with her. Look, I probably explained it badly to her. I was trying to tell her as little as possible for her own good. I probably made a hames of it. That's on me. I'll go to her now, try and explain it better.
Explain what?
Hannah, I can't tell you. It's better that way. I have to sort this out on my own, alone. Some things you just have to do alone.
You're wrong, Liam Kelly. Dead wrong.
You are a stubborn woman. Look, I have to go. I'm going to go and see Mairead right now. I'm not finishing with her. I just need to be on my own for a while. Till something else goes away.
Samantha.
Hello.
Samantha. I didn't think I'd see you again.
I'm sorry, you must have me mixed up with someone else. I'm afraid I don't know you.
Oh, you know me, Samantha. You know me. Terry. Terry Freel. I got a bit of a surprise this morning when I saw you. Over at the supermarket. I was heading in, and you were walking out with the boss, Lady Angela. We passed in the hallway. You didn't see me, but I sure clocked you. It's been a while.
No, I think you have me mixed up with somebody else. Lily is my name. Well, Lily May, really, but I prefer to be called Lily, like the flower. Such a beautiful flower. And I'm sure we've never met before, you and I. I'd remember. I'm very good like that. I've a great head for names and faces. It's from my upbringing, I suppose. As a child, I was always dragged along to functions with my daddy. And he was always having to remember all these people, these dukes and duchesses. Frightful.
Well, it's far from dukes and duchesses I was reared. But I have a pretty good head for faces and names myself. And I remember you. I remember you very well indeed. Samantha.
Oh, Terry, you are a persistent one. But I assure you, you are mistaken in this instance. I'm afraid we don't travel in the same circles.
Samantha Flynn, isn't that it? Your real name? Or at least, that's the name you were going by when we first met. In Tralee. It must be 7 or 8 years ago now. You were a private nurse back then. That was your scam. All those parents with sick children. And you...
Stop! I'm telling you, Terry, that you are mistaken, really. And furthermore, I don't want to discuss it.
That was a nasty one, that was. I remember it. That's why I remember you. It was all over the papers down there. For a week or two after you disappeared.
Terry!
Samantha, drop the act. You're not fooling me. You see, I remember you. That's why I want to ask you, what brings you to Ballyglasin? What's your scam now? Whose money are you after this time?
Terry!
Samantha, give it up.
Don't you mess with me. Don't you come at me trying to burn my house down. I know who you are. I remember you too, Terry Freel. I remember you from Tralee. And you're no saint. Don't you pretend that you are.
I never said I was a saint. But I never went after sick children. That's low. So what the hell are you doing in Ballyglasin?
That's none of your business. And you keep your mouth shut.
This is my town, my home. What are you doing here?
It's none of your business. And if you know what's good for you, you'll mind your own effing business. I can tell people about you. I'm sure you have plenty to lose, too.
I have nothing to hide.
And neither have I. I'm only going to be here another couple of weeks. And I'm warning you, keep your distance. Keep your mouth shut. Do you remember Mary Cullen?
I do remember her.
Nobody knows what happened to her, do they?
I suppose not. She just disappeared one night.
I know what happened to poor Mary Cullen. Mary was a little too nosy. She was a bit like you, Terry Freel. She thought she knew who I was. Nobody knows who I am. Nobody! Unless I tell them who I am. I am Lily May Clementine Van Ark.
I'm a lady of refinement and class. And I would greatly appreciate, sir, if you wouldn't bother me with your wild accusations. As I said before, you have simply mistaken me for another woman. A woman I never met and know nothing about. And frankly, from the way you describe her, I wish to know nothing about her. Good night.
Ballydrisane, written by Michael Leddy. Co-produced for Highland Radio by Joe Dex and Michael Leddy. Starring
Orla Carlin as Angela Galbraith,
Avin Diver as Hannah,
Elaine Gillespie as Lily,
Laura Gleason as Grania,
Martin Hassan as Daniel,
Maria Tennessee as Miss McGowan,
Owen Michael Lavrige as Terry,
Tom Nealis as Ronan,
Bill Vaughan as Joe,
Gilbert Young as Liam Kelly,